This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Yeah, and Johnson.
We also have a special guest co-host on his way in as we speak. Will Coley is going to be joining us for the first time from our Keene studios, which I'm very excited about. We've had Will on. Longtime listeners know him as one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. And he is the newest, he and his family are the newest movers here to beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, as part of the ongoing New Hampshire Liberty migration. So we'll look forward to talking with Will and catching up with him and what's going on with the Malik Center that he was planning on opening up, New Hampshire's first full-time mosque. So if you want to join us, you can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here tonight, Jonathan, you wanted to talk about Donald Trump in the UN. I guess he gave some big speech and people are talking about it. Also, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has withdrawn from some kind of consortium.
The W3C, which is a well-known, they set the standards for the web.
They've withdrawn publicly.
Right, yep.
Over some kind of disagreement. You're going to tell us about that.
And I actually have a lot of concerns that this is going to mean some splits among, like, it could be very dramatic times for the World Wide Web.
Different sets of standards?
Yeah.
Like the freedom standard and the not-so-freedom standard?
Yeah, very possibly. And it could mean a lot of strangeness. I don't know what it could mean. Mm. It could mean a lot of bad things. I can't see a lot of good things coming from it, unfortunately.
Well, you know, like we've seen with Bitcoin splitting, there's some good things that have happened because of that. Because when Bitcoin split into two Bitcoin last month, it was August 1st when that happened. It was the first time that had ever occurred, this mm-hmm. hard fork into two competing Bitcoin-esque currencies. That, you know, on the positive side, that meant that each sort of team or each interest group, as far as how Bitcoin should fix itself and scale up, they now get to do what they want. So now the people that want, you know, tactic A as far as the technology, they can have tactic A. The people that want tactic B, they can have that. I'm not going to use all the, I'm not going to give our new listeners all the details behind mm-hmm. that, but let's just suffice it to say that there have been two heated groups that have been having a conflict within Bitcoin for a couple of years or a few years, and so this allows them both to go off in separate directions. And I think that's a good thing, but on the other hand, it's not a good thing when you have two Bitcoins, because that's a super confusing thing for the marketplace. So, right. Like, you know, how do you explain to the average person, oh, yeah, you need to use Bitcoin, but not that Bitcoin? Because that could be very, very confusing.
Yeah. Imagine if people were saying, you need to use www, but not that www. HTTP, but, you know, add an F for freedom or something. You know,
yeah, kind of, that's, you know, that is confusing. So that may be what we're getting into here.
Yeah, really strange.
So we can talk about all that. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue here, we got a story out of St. Louis. Daryl shared this with us earlier, and apparently there are protests going on in St. Louis over the acquittal of a former police officer who is white who shot a black man to death back in 2011.
Apparently. Proper pronunciation there. Is it St. Louis or St. Louis?
St. Louis, I don't know. You'll have to ask the people from there. Actually, Wikipedia, I think, might have pronunciation guides for some cities. I don't know if it does for all of them. St. Louis police are investigating, supposedly, whether some of its officers chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets!" during these protests that have been going on. Several hundred people marched through the streets of St. Louis on Monday evening, but rallies remain peaceful as off and on rain appear to keep some protesters at home. More than 120 people were arrested late Sunday when police in riot gear used pepper spray and detained activists who defied orders to disperse following larger peaceful protests. As St. Louis Post-Dispatch photojournalist David Carson tweeted that he and others had heard some officers chanting, "Whose streets, our streets," commandeering a refrain used by the protesters themselves. A grainy video circulating online shows a group of officers, and the chant can be heard. Carson said he spoke to a police commander at the scene who said any such chant would be unacceptable, and he would deal with it. But it's interesting that it allegedly happened in the first place. Of course, you know, the brass are saying, "Oh, well, this would be wrong for our officers to do. Shame on you, boys."
Tsk, tsk. To chant in the street?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, and they really shouldn't be doing that. You know, obviously, police, you know, hitting people and hurting people is the worst thing they could possibly do. But the attitude
here... You mean the things that they do, you know, daily basis?
Yeah. But it's the attitude, though, of, you know, we own you.
Well, yeah.
We control this place. This is ours. And I think, you know, I'm not a fan of chanting in general, whether it's coming from the police or the protesters. I think chanting is just this mindless thing that people do, and it's annoying.
Who thinks not us?
Right.
Who thinks not us?
Yeah, that's actually, I've never actually heard that before. That's really good, because...
It's made it up on the spot.
Yeah, it does seem quite thoughtless. You know, it's just some monkey starts chanting, and I'm saying that for all human beings, just to be clear. You know, it's like chanting people are like a group of shouting monkeys to me.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. And so now you've got the police who are ostensibly doing it. The protest, by the way, followed a judge's ruling on Friday, finding the former officer, Jason Stockley, who's now 36, not guilty of first-degree murder in the 2011 shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith, who was 24 at the time. The clashes evoked memories of riots following the 2014 shooting of a black teenager by a white officer in nearby Ferguson, Missouri. Police spokesbureaucrat Shron Jackson, that's a name, Shron. He says, quote, "The department is aware of the videos circulating on social media and is reviewing the footage. We hold our officers to the highest standards of professionalism, and any officer not meeting those standards will be held accountable." So wait a minute. You expect us to believe that you're going to hold officers accountable for chanting after you just basically, you know, did nothing against the other officer who was accused of murder? So, like... They're going to take chanting real serious-like. But if you murder somebody, then, okay, well, you get off on that. Such actions could only inflame tensions, said Nicole Barton, executive director of the St. Louis Police Civilian Oversight Board, which is also investigating the Ethical Society of Police. A group of black St. Louis police officers tweeted on Monday that there was no need to chant. While most protests were peaceful, some turned violent at night, with some people in the streets carrying guns, bats, and hammers. Police Commissioner Lawrence O'Toole said, quote, "We're in control. This is our city, and we're going to protect it." Which, that's the same attitude, isn't it? So it's bad to chant, but if you have the police commissioner come out and say the exact same thing, because... "Whose streets are streets" is basically a rewording
right.
of "we're in control. This is our city and we're going to protect it." So, you know, just because they put the statement that they're going to protect it in there, again, that when they say city, what they mean is the government. Because the city is a municipal organization. That is a government. When people, I think, make a mistake of conflating a piece of land with a political jurisdiction, that confuses people, and it allows people to misunderstand when they hear government bureaucrats like this saying things like "our city" or "public." These are all code for government. When they say they're going to protect and serve you, when they say they're going to protect and serve the city, or when they say they're going to protect and serve the public, that's not talking about you. If they happen to protect and serve you, because every now and then the police will actually solve a real crime, they'll actually go after a real criminal who's committed an act against another human being or a piece of property, well, that's good. But they're not obligated to do that. So it's just like a nice thing when they actually get it right and they actually go after some real bad guys. But they have no obligation whatsoever to do that for you.
I mean, it's more likely that they're serving the interests of whoever is wealthy enough to be lobbying for some sort of favors from government and whatever municipality that happens to be in.
They're definitely going to serve those people, and they're going to serve the politically connected, and they're going to serve their buddies and their families. And then, if they got time, they might show up at your house a half hour after you call them for something serious. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, what's going on with Trump and the UN? Plus, we're going to be joined by Muslims for Liberty's Will Coley. On the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.lrn.fm. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.lrn.fm. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. join us on the radio waves. Bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you're welcome to join us over there if you want to comment on whatever happens to be on your mind. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio here tonight. We are joined by a special guest co-host who many have been waiting eagerly to arrive here in New Hampshire. Probably one of the more built-up arrivals, because, you know, you've been doing a fundraiser to actually move your whole family up here. Five kids, you and your wife. Will Coley, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Howdy, how y'all doing tonight?
Man, well, you know how I'm doing. We're doing good. We had a good day today.
Tired, yeah, right?
Good day.
Wore out.
It's actually, today was a little bit of, that thing's broken. So, sorry. You can't sit back too far from that microphone.
Right, it just lands in your lap all of a sudden.
Pretty much, it's only going to go so far without falling straight onto you. Anyway, we had a good day. We've been having some busy days where there's been a lot of work going on the future Malik Center,
yeah,
which is a commercial property here in Keene, you know, zoned commercial, Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show from, that has been donated to you, basically, in the Malik Center, your vision for creating a full-time mosque, the first full-time mosque here in Keene, New Hampshire, the first one of all of New Hampshire.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
And
it's kind of crazy. I thought it was just going to be Western New Hampshire, but
it looks like you're going to beat the rest of them to the punch. I mean, even with whatever delays we've been experiencing, it looks like you're, because they're waiting on governments. They're going and they're getting permits and they're doing all kinds of stuff like that. And basically, all we got to do is clear out some junk from a house.
I've got the oil guy come in, and the fire department's coming tomorrow to take a look at that the burn thing on the side of the house.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's an issue with a wood stove.
Yeah, and, so. Well, they're going to tell me how I can fix that in a way that'll make it safer, because I do want it to be something that I don't have to worry about, you know, keeping these homeless people warm. I don't accidentally, you know, set them all on fire.
So for listeners that don't know, I mean, maybe you're just tuning in for the first time here tonight, in addition to this being a mosque, which mm-hmm. means that you'll have, what, five prayers a day? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Because Muhammad
all five.
We'll negotiated be. Down from 50, I think it was.
Yeah, but we will.
God originally demanded that people pray 50 times a day.
Yeah.
And so apparently God is subject to negotiation.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Actually, Moses, I think that makes it even funnier that it's the patriarch of the Jews that told him, no, that's not a good deal. You should go back and
really?
Negotiate.
I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, Moses stopped him and is like, no. I didn't negotiate when he did this for the Jews, and it made things really hard for my community. So you should go back and negotiate a better deal. So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
I think the Catholics know about the negotiations, too, when it comes to the Hail Marys.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really? How many of those are you supposed to do?
It just depends.
I'm loving the look over here.
Depends on the severity of what you did.
Oh, really?
I'm loving the look.
Right?
This is great.
I don't know enough about Catholicism, so I can't speak to it. Yeah. Does someone in our studio audience know anything about that? Okay, that's good to know. So you've been raising some money for this thing, this move, which is going to require some work being done on this house. It was a house where people were living previously, if you want to call it living, but that's another story. Anyway, that it's going to need some work. We've been doing a lot of cleaning out over the last, I don't know, few days, several days at this point. When did we start? Friday? When did you show? You showed up Sunday. I think we started Friday.
Before us.
Yeah.
You started 2 days before we got here, and that's why when I got here and I saw the condition it was in, I was like,
what did you miss out on?
Yeah. Well, actually, I heard from somebody else, who shall not be named, that they cleaned on the house for 2 days before you started cleaning on it. So I couldn't imagine
they didn't
what it
clean
looked,
crap.
I couldn't imagine what it looked like at the very, very.
No, those
it's
very
too bad
beginning.
If you had more forewarning. I mean, I know you do a lot of video, like vlogging and whatnot. You could have had, like, time to prepare and download some scary music so you could have done, like, you know, Hoarders Keen Edition.
Right.
It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was the level of Hoarders, but it's pretty bad. And I don't want to get into all that. That's not really relevant. Right. So, and besides, I hope that the people who were there can find a path to redemption. So I don't want to drag them through the mud on this. Let's just say it was a mess.
It was a mess, and we're cleaning it up.
Yeah, it needed to be cleaned
up. We're cleaning it up. Hopefully tomorrow, because the... You know, the drywall guy and stuff is going to be doing all the work on the inside. We're hoping that we can start on that addition and we'll get it scrubbed down, every inch of it scrubbed down. And possibly, I'm really lucky, because we're supposed to have at least two more volunteers come tomorrow.
Awesome.
We may be able to start painting that area tomorrow. I'm hopeful.
Well, I actually just bombed the porch tonight, so...
Paint with a layer of bleach first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a deep clean.
Deeply cleaned. Hopefully, we'll start about noon. I'm hoping that we can clean, and with the amount of people that we have there, we can knock out the cleaning in about 4 hours, give it a little time to dry, and then just start... throwing some paint on the walls.
Yeah, you've got a really cool vision for this place, and you've been kind of outlining that in video posts that you've been making. Now, you just created... You're a very active Facebooker. You're on that thing constantly, always updating. But that, it seems to work for you because you do it so much.
Mm. He probably checks his notifications.
He probably does. I've given up on that.
Yeah.
You do it so much that you get a lot of interaction. You get a lot of the, engagement on there. So, you've been very successful at kind of...
Our very first post for the Malik Center, this is a brand new Facebook page that was just created.
Yeah, that was what I was going to bring up.
The very first post had an engagement of over 400 people.
That seems pretty good.
The first 24 hours. Yeah. And that's with, 40 likes.
Right. Yeah,
still engagement that high, so we're pretty happy with...
Well, people like a good project, They we've had Mark talking about the Ugandan fundraiser here for a while, which is something you can actually contribute to over at hope.freetalklive.com, where there's an orphanage that's being built, and we've been helping them raise money and Bitcoin, because it's actually all being sent via cryptocurrency over to Uganda. Where they need a new orphanage. The one they have is, it's old, it's crappy, and they, kids are laying on the floor, sleeping on the floor. They need more space, and they're getting it because listeners of Free Talk Live and Jax.io and GetCell411.com have stepped up to double match contributions, which always helps with raising money. But, we've been doing it step by step. So, they lay the foundation, you take pictures of that, you start putting up the walls, you take pictures of that, and then, each step you raise a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And you had to raise a big nest egg to kind of just even make the trip and get the ball rolling. Yeah. You're, what, about 50% of your goal? Where are you at?
Yeah, we got about 50% of what we needed. We wanted 11,000 to start off with.
Yep.
We're at about, 6,000 now. Total.
Okay.
6,200, somewhere around there. We wanted to finish that out, and we figured that would be it. But now with the extra repairs that we're finding that are going to be necessary, it's probably going to add $2,000 to $3,000 to the budget. And that includes having to stay, we weren't planning on spending a week or two in a hotel. There were other...
I was planning on you spending a week in a hotel because I told you, man, this place wasn't going to get cleaned up overnight. There's more coming up here. Will Coley's joining us. You're here for the whole show, right?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. You want to talk to Will. You want to bring up whatever's on your mind. We can still talk Trump on the way here. Johnson's got that to share with us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username for you is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Will.
And I'm Johnson.
And you can join us to bring up whatever you want. Still to come, though, we got to talk about Donald Trump and his speech to the UN, plus the W3C. Is that what it is? It's W3C, right? This consortium.
World Wide Web Consortium.
Of groups and companies that makes up the standards. Like HTML5, for instance. That would be one example of that. That's their thing, right? HTML5.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
So, you know, these
CSS3.
These web standards, they're the ones who come up with that. And there's a big fallout. There's a split possibly going on within this particular group. And Johnson will tell us more about that as well. But we're talking about the Malik Center right now with Will Coley, who is with us. Newest mover to beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And you've already gotten a taste of the haters in town. They've been watching. They've been waiting. They were ready for you, man. Calling the fire department on
2 days in a row.
Snitching on fires in the backyard or alleged fires. in the backyard.
Yeah, lately the activists who come, you know, there was a time where I've said, you know, on air here about, you know, activists not feeling, my feeling that they were not being forewarned enough about the realities of being an activist and moving to New Hampshire and some things that, that could potentially go on. And now I feel the opposite. Now I feel like, we told you. You just didn't believe us.
Yeah. I underestimated you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They're overblowing it. You know, like, this has been with a couple of activists.
I live in rural East Tennessee, man. You know, for me, it was like, there couldn't be as bad as the good old boy system.
Yeah. Well, the good old boys are everywhere.
Yeah, and I got here and I was like, whoa, you know, like,
guess what?
This is like living in Etowah. Like,
there's rednecks in the north, too. You know?
I know I'm here, you know.
The good old boys are everywhere. I mean, anywhere there's a town, anywhere there's a power structure, there's going to be, like in Keene, there's these old families that have lived here for generations. I mean, the people, white man in Keene goes back a long time compared to some of the rest of the country.
Get a load of me.
Right? Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. That's why I'm glad you're here, because we need more good activists who can handle a little bit of a little bit of hot water, because you know, the Keene has been described in the past as a like a fishbowl. I think it was Garrett Ian who described it that way, as like this place, like a stage, basically, where everything you do is bigger here because there's just not that many people here. So anybody that makes a little bit of noise becomes talked about in town.
Right.
And, you know, everybody knows everybody else.
And somehow Keene has become this reverberating crystal echo chamber that it's not just, you get talked about in Keene, and those echoes are heard throughout the state.
Well, what I think
is
funny.
It's not just Keene anymore. You know, when something happens in Keene, it tends to go elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We've made our intention pretty, like, crystal clear ourselves as far as, like, what we're coming here to do. I mean, we've made it pretty evident, like, we're not here to go, you know, pee on some statue or something in the middle of downtown. We're literally like, look, we're here and we're trying to create services for the local community.
Yeah.
We want to be, what's the word? Like setting the pace for how to be a better servant of your local, your neighbor.
Right.
And that's our purpose for coming here.
All I can say is finally.
Right. You know, our purpose, we're not coming here to stir the pot, so to speak, and be provocative. We're here and saying, like, look, we're libertarians, and we want to represent that you serve best by serving others, and that you don't need the state to help do all of these things, because we're going to come here, we're going to try to give these services the best that we can in every way we can.
And I think that's great.
There
have been people who've come here over the years who have done, you know, a lot of volunteering in the community, and I think most of that goes unsung, because I'm not the kind of person who's going to go and, you know, make up a news article every time somebody goes out and does something nice for the community. I don't want to pat myself or anybody else on the back that much. But, you know, you're going to stir it up just by the first part of what you said was, we're libertarians. Stop right there, because you've already made people angry.
Yeah.
Because that's all it takes. People who see, you know, the writing on the wall, so to speak, they know that there's these libertarians that are moving here. Because I've been here 11 years now, and, you know, we've been reporting on a lot of the activism that's going on here. They know, a lot of them do, that this is happening, and it's frustrating to them. Because, you know, everywhere else, libertarians don't have an impact. They don't have, nobody talks about them. Nobody's writing front page news articles about them. We've had 2 front page news articles in the last 2.5-3 months here about Bitcoin, for instance. I mean, the activism is frequently on the front page here. You've been on the front page. Actually three in the last 3 months. Because there was an article about the Malik Center.
Yeah.
And so all you got to do is, like, be somewhat active, be somewhat public, and you become the talk of the town. And that's, you know, to some extent a good thing and a bad thing, because when the people are talking about you, some people are going to decide they don't like you.
Yeah. Well, what I think is funny is that, like, what people are saying about us is we're coming here to offer a space to the homeless, to offer a worship space to multiple minority faith traditions that are here in this area that can't afford to create their own single space.
Like so the Quakers.
Like the Quakers, like the Muslim community, like the Orthodox Jewish community, because you have a Reconstructionist, modernist Jewish community, but you don't have a place for the Orthodox Jews to worship. You know, we want to be that space where, you know, it's like, we don't want you to rent a hotel room anymore. We don't want you to rent a storefront anymore. We want you to have a home, a place that you feel like you can come here and you can have your holiday dinners, you know, like you can come here for Rosh Hashanah and make traditional Jewish food in the kitchen and have a traditional Jewish meal for your holiday. We want you to do that. This space is here for you to do that. And we've made that very, you know, clear that that's why we're coming, and we're still being treated as though, like, we came here and poked everybody in the eye and kicked the first person we saw in the balls,
yeah,
and said, screw everybody. Like, that's how people are reacting to us. And to me, it's just really odd and a little off-putting that we've made it very clear. We are coming here to give charitable service to our community.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're going to come up with all kinds of stories.
So, wait. So, I know a little, very little I know about this. So, you're going to be trying to set up a kitchen in there to do, like, the whole double ovens and the all that stuff so you can do the halal and the kosher and all that.
That's right.
Hold those thoughts, boys. Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Stefan is on the line. He's in Ohio on via Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Yes, I'd like to discuss some of the things that are going on in St. Louis with the riots and such.
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
I notice a lot of people are quick to automatically blame the protesters for being violent because a couple of them decided to, you know, toss rocks into store windows. Okay. And I don't understand why so many people instantly take the side of the police officer. I guess maybe in places like this, because I live in a relatively small area where police don't cause too much trouble, a lot of people think in their heads, well, the police have never bothered me, so I'm going to be on their side immediately. Do you think that can be a factor in judgment?
Can you kind of rephrase the question?
Basically, a lot of people that are blindly supportive to the police because, you know, their police have never given them any issues.
Right, they're the respectables.
Yeah, so instantly, it seems like those people want to marginalize anybody who actually is oppressed by the police.
Sure.
And ignore things like systemic racism, for example.
Well, yeah. I mean, the people are going to ignore the things that don't validate their worldview, right? So that's cognitive dissonance in action, where somebody is presented with evidence that the police are being violent. The police are acting outside of their jurisdiction. The police are, you know, doing things they're not supposed to do. And they'll blame the victim. Oh, well, it must have been this other person who they're attacking. It was their fault, obviously.
Well, I think it has partly to do with who the protesters themselves end up lashing out at. Like me, like when I see a person whose argument is that I'm being oppressed by the police, which I totally agree with. You know, police are oppressors.
Then
you burn down the Starbucks or the 7-Eleven in your neighborhood that's actually adding to the local economy. If the police are the issue, then
go to the police station.
For real, yo. Take your pitchfork and your torch and go to your local police substation.
Stefan, if you got more comments, you're welcome to stick with. We'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, you can join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust.
and you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Will.
And Johnson.
Hey, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org. And you'll find out why. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Stefan in Ohio was calling about the protests happening in St. Louis, Missouri. You were talking about the respectables, the people who they don't have any issues with the police, so they just can't believe it when they hear things about the police, you know, doing things that are completely inappropriate, whether it be murder or chanting, whose streets, our streets. So go ahead. I don't know if you had more that you wanted to say, Stefan. You're welcome to.
Well, yes, it's because I've had personal experience with individuals who every time there's, you know, they get downwhiffed of a police shooting or something like that, they always look for the first excuse to make an excuse for the police officer. Like the, I'm sure you remember the, who was the guy in Minnesota, Philando Castile?
No. Castile was somewhere else. Or wait, no, Minnesota? Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I'm thinking Missouri.
And I think most of us rational people could agree that was a completely unjustified shooting. But I had still heard things such as, oh, well, Philando Castile should have never put his hands near his waist or things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the excuse. Like, the excuses.
Ask for my ID. I've got to read, like, do most people not keep their ID, like,
in a pocket or
In your rear pocket? Yeah. Do you not have to reach past your waistband to get to your back pocket? I mean, come on.
Yeah, if you're a man, if you're a woman, they got what they call the girly pockets, so you can't put anything in those.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, you're not allowed to put anything that you... All your belongings, if you are driving, need to be on the dash. And then they'll pull you
safe.
Over. Yeah, then they'll pull you over for an obstruction charge.
Right.
And I'd like to respond to one of the comments your guest had made, like how these people should go to police departments. I've actually asked this before, and the response I'll always hear is, well, you have to make actual people aware of it. Nobody's going to care about it if you just go to the police station.
What are you referring to?
If you set it on fire, they will.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, you're talking about the protesters. You're talking about the protesters.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Now, I just like to clarify, I don't think that destroying the property like that is necessarily a good idea or a safe thing to do.
I would respect them more.
But it would make more sense.
They're saying, look, the police are the evil ones. But you like there's a local business. It's run by a local guy. It's like a Shell station. It's the only place in town to get
a lot of those.
I don't know that I would respect them more, but I might respect their intelligence more.
For real, you're gonna burn that down, the local guy's business,
right?
And the police station, like they're literally in the police station laughing at you.
That's why,
as you destroy your local economy.
That's why I don't agree with the tactics, but I had some respect, like you were saying, for the Occupy Oakland. Because they actually went into City Hall and destroyed stuff that was in City Hall. So, like, if you're going to go and do that kind of thing, then it makes a lot more sense for it to be a government building instead of some private organization or company. So, well, Stefan, go ahead.
It's kind of like how, I'm sure you know, in a lot of protests they block the streets. What I was getting at here is a lot of people will tell me that people won't care unless they're personally affected, because if they are blocked in going to work, for example, they might actually listen to what the protesters have to
say. Why would they? Why would anybody who is trying to get to work actually listen to the person who is preventing them from getting to work? I've never understood that that particular claim, because you know, maybe it's coming from people who don't like to work, which would make sense, right? Because the kind of people that would block streets are, in a lot of cases, the very same kind of people who don't, you know, they object to the idea of working. You know, they want to have the government give them a paycheck just for existing. Those are the kind of folks. So maybe it makes sense from their perspective as to why they think that people would actually want to listen to them. But anybody who actually values what they do, anybody who values their time, is going to be so inconvenienced by people blocking the road that they are going to be either not willing to listen at all or angry and might even lash out at you for doing those sorts of things.
While I don't agree with the tactic, I have to ask, are you more likely to look at a sign if it's right in front of you blocking you from getting to work, or are you actually going to stop to look at the people holding signs on the side of the street?
But it doesn't matter, because if you look at the sign but yet you feel anger towards or frustration towards the person who's holding the sign, you know, you're not likely going to be persuaded by it. You're not likely going to spend any real time thinking hard about what it says or visiting the website that it might be promoting. So, I mean, I'm a protester. I'm an activist. I've done these things, but I don't stand in front of cars. I hold signs on the side of the road, and I wave and I smile at people. And you know what? I get a lot of honks. I get a lot of waves. I get a lot of smiles. Every now and then somebody flips me the bird and yells, "Get a job." But, you know, that's just, you know, that's how it goes. That's what these things are like. Hey, thanks for the call, Stefan. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you.
I wonder, you know, those same people that don't really think, you know, about their... They just got a job. You know, I wonder if they saw, you know, because they're the same people that probably were like, immigrants, go home. If they like, you know, if they would shout, you know, like immigrants protesting, you know, like Donald Trump or something, you know, protesting, and they're like, get a job. Oh, wait. I mean, don't.
Get two jobs.
No, don't take our job. Never mind. Don't take our job.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it seems sure like they will yell at. It seems like they'll yell it at anybody.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what your sign says. They're going to yell, "Get a job," at you.
You could be like, you know, protesting, like it could be like Wall Street, and they're like actually like stockbrokers protesting, you know, some kind of bank thing or whatever, and they'd still be like, get a job.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. People don't think. They just see and they react. And that's why you have to keep putting the message out there. You have to be consistent. You have to have frequency, as they call it in advertising. You want to get your brand out there. You want to get your message out. You got to keep pushing it so that when somebody thinks of, you know, oh, I need a plumber, well, then they think of your plumbing agency because you've been putting it out there that you're available and that, you know, you do a good job and all that. Let's continue here. We got David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, it's funny. I heard you mention Oakland Occupy, and a lot of people don't realize it, but here in San Francisco, Occupy ran for, I don't know, 2 years, but they set up right in front of the Federal Reserve. You know, we've got right by the clock tower is the Federal Reserve, real prominent spot at the foot of Market Street. And we gathered a whole lot of, let's say, a good cross-section of the demographics by setting up in front of the Fed.
Okay.
You know, if you start looking at the corruption in banking and in finance and the Federal Reserve's role in all of it, you know, can't be ignored. So that was a real standard for setting up a protest to begin with, and there was very little violence, and the only opposition were from people that seemed to support that.
But, you know, I guarantee you that violence at protests is most of the time likely going to be police provocateurs, undercover agents, whose job it is to go in there and actually start something, throw a bottle or start pushing people or whatever it is. We've seen it so many times where people have actually successfully identified agents provocateur within protests. And I'm not saying that protesters wouldn't do that. Some of them would, for sure. But I truly believe there are a lot of cops out there who want to have a fight. They want to have a fight with those protesters, so they're going to put one of their own in there, and they're going to make it look like the protesters are doing something because they'll blame the whole group for the actions of one person.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, they jacked their budgets with it. In fact, there are a number of different. If you were to look at Black Bloc, you know, just do a Google search of Black Bloc plus photographs of police provocateurs, you're going to see a whole lot of different incidents where they all of a sudden, you know, somebody will throw something and then all of a sudden duck behind the police lines, never be seen again.
Yep. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You may join us as we continue here. We got an hour number two coming up, plus Johnson's going to tell us about the Trump speech to the UN. We can talk more about the Malik Center, perhaps. I don't know if we've quite covered all of what's going on there and, you know, the vision for the future and how you can help contribute. We didn't get to that yet either.
Right.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.